She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey, all right, I've got the famous, the lovely, the beautiful Patch Adams, I call him, of the MD world, a medical doctor with me, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. And if you missed us last week, you got to go to RadioMD.com and check it out, because we talked about acid reflux. And guess what? Sometimes it's not too, well, a lot of, well, most times it's not too much acid. It's too little acid. And we talked about how to really help people who are suffering from that sensation of heartburn. Now, most people get that attention drawn to their bodies and to their esophagus during the day. But there are other people, maybe you out there listening, that have that sort of burn as you sleep. And boy, you know, you don't want that stomach acid being too active at all at bedtime. And so we're going to be talking about tips for this nighttime sensation of heartburn. Is that correct, Dr. Teitelbaum?
Absolutely, Dr. Holly. So it's a real problem for people, and not everybody even knows that it's going on, because we associate nighttime reflux with that burning feeling in the middle of the night, in the middle of our chest, or even our solar plexus. But it's also a major cause of night sweats, and people may not even feel the burn. They may just wake up after inhaling the stomach acid in a cold sweat and think that it's their hormones or other problems along those lines.
Right.
So we'll give you some simple tips today to make that go away.
All right, so I think that's so great that we're breaking this down, because, as you said, some people will self-diagnose and get their condition confused, and then they're often running to their doctor for a treatment that they didn't need, and all of a sudden they're on yet another medication for something that they didn't need, and it's called polypharmacy, and it could be just as simple as what we have to tell them for today.
Yeah, but how do we can't tell people that secret, that they're taking medications to treat the side effect of the other medication from the third medication we gave them, because that's not good for business. People can't know that.
No, I think that's been one of our hardest things that we've hit our head against over and over again, is that there is no money, it seems, in prevention, and there's no money in wellness. If people stay well and truly be their own primary care, quote-unquote, providers, there will be a lot of people that are making billions and billions and billions of dollars that are going to start seeing that dwindle. I think that's one of our biggest... Oh, but that's a whole nother segment. So let's get to these tips.
Okay, so we're going to give a bonus. 5 cheap tips for taking care of nighttime acid reflux. Number one, during the daytime, you need your stomach acid. So you don't want to take these acid blockers. They really cause a lot of immune and other problems. But at nighttime, while you're sleeping, you don't need stomach acid. So take 1/2 teaspoon of Arm & Hammer baking soda, dissolve it in 4 ounces of water, drink it, and you'll basically turn off the stomach acid. And you'll know how much acid was in there by how big a burp comes out the other side
after
you take it. So start with that, turn off the stomach acid. The second thing, melatonin. 5 to 6 milligrams. Usually I just use low doses, like 0.5 milligram for sleep. That's all you need. But for the acid reflux, and we don't know why, there's theories, but the melatonin, 5 to 6 milligrams before bedtime, seems to settle down acid reflux a good bit. The other thing, again, you want to avoid eating right before meals, before dinner. So, you know, and if you do, that's not horrible too, but don't make it a big old meal. But you want to make sure all your food is digested and out of the stomach by the time you lie down. So take a good plant-based digestive enzyme, something like Complete Just, any plant enzyme. It has to stay 100% plant-based. Take it out an hour or two before you go to bed, or just after your last meal.
So, and you mentioned this. You mentioned this last week as well. So Complete Just, plant-based really work, digestive enzymes really work great for digestion. And you had mentioned also then the pancreatic or proteolytic enzymes work better, you prefer, for inflammation in the body.
Well, let me put a little subtler than that. They don't work worth a damn for digestion.
Okay.
I've never seen anybody take them for digestion and say, wow, that helped. Well, the plant-based enzymes work really well. So you take plant-based digestive enzymes with your meals to digest your food, an hour before bedtime or so to digest anything that's left in there. Save the proteolytic animal-based enzymes for taking between meals to treat inflammation. So just like you said, but people need to know that, because otherwise they're going to say, well, this doesn't work.
All right, so between... Go ahead.
So those simple things, what you've done now is you've turned off the stomach acid, you've digested the food so it gets sent past the stomach so it can't reflux up, and you've taken melatonin, which keeps the food moving in the right direction. So now you're ready for bed. And you want to make an investment, it's about $50, in what's called a sleep wedge pillow. The reason we have the nighttime reflux is because gravity, when you stand up, gravity helps the food go down in the stomach and keeps acid down there as well. But when you lie down, gravity is no longer working in your favor, and that acid can come right back up if you don't have a good working valve in there, which a lot of people don't. So you want to get what's called a sleep wedge pillow.
Okay.
A regular pillow won't help because that just raises you up at the neck. It has to raise you up at the waist. And it's just gentle, gentle, gentle slope. It doesn't take much of a slope for water to run downstream or for the acid to stay in the stomach. And you can go to website hammacher.com, hammacher.com, and do a search on sleep wedge pillow. And when you do these simple measures, you're going to find that 90% or more of your acid reflux will go away. But for those once-in-a-while times that you do have it, don't keep a Tums at bedside or calcium antacid. The calcium tubal antacids, they're risky because they may increase risk of heart attack. 31% increased risk in the WHI study of women taking plain calcium. Plain calcium is a real bad idea. But you want to get one that's a mix of magnesium, calcium, vitamin K. I like one called Immediate Heartburn Relief. That you can get at most health food stores.
Nice. You know, I like one called Axia 3 as well. There's some prebiotics in there, probiotics, and also a peppermint. But I've used it before. I call it like a naturopathic Tums. It seems like it really works effectively. So let's just review. So baking soda. So this is nighttime acid reflux. Take a teaspoon of baking soda before you go to bed. Half a teaspoon. Okay, so it turns off that acid. Big point that you said, don't eat right before bed. I think that's incredibly important because when you eat, I mean, certainly your body needs to take care of that food that you've eaten by the digestive process. And if you go to bed, your brain sort of shuts down. And so it shuts down all of those other activities, including digestion. So that's great. If you're having problems digesting, you might want to add that complete gest, that pure plant-based enzymes. And then melatonin, you use at a little higher dosage than for sleep. You said 3 to 4 milligrams?
Well, 5 to 6 is what
the studies have been
using. And don't know why, but that seems to help what's called autonomic function. That's that wave of contraction that keeps food that's put in your mouth moving in the right direction all the way through and out the other end. And it seems to make that wave of contraction and the valves that keep the acid in the stomach working better. We don't know why, but sometimes you just got to see what is and then wait to figure it out later.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, 5 to 6 milligrams of melatonin, I mean, certainly we use melatonin at higher doses for other indications, so fairly safe. And certainly it sounds like it's inexpensive and effective. And I think these are so important because if you've got this, once again, a sensation at night of this acid coming up, you're going to maybe misconstrue it for, you wake up with a cold sweat or a hot sweat and you think it's your hormones and then you're running to your doctor. Or, as Dr. Teitelbaum said, you don't want to stop this acid throughout the day. That's dangerous. I mean, first of all, the proton pump inhibitors, the H2 agonists that they use, the purple pills, they don't only stop the acid. They stop, the absorption of a lot of trace minerals we need to function and also have, I mean, just detrimental side effects when there's no exit strategy. I mean, gallbladder disease, osteoporosis, you name it. So using these safe, effective methods to keep that acid turned off at night so you can sleep, really, really quite important.
Absolutely. And there's nothing like a good night's sleep for feeling better.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So where, again, can we get a hold of you anytime we want? It's vitality101.com, correct?
Yes. And you can look up any of over 100 health conditions, including nighttime acid reflux.
All right. So Vitality 101, this is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. We're lucky because he's with me every week because we just together try to help you stay well on the Dr. Holly Lucille Show, Mindful Medicine. Thanks for listening.